Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
All right, got to shake the moneymaker again, Gab, because I have another product for you that I think you are going to love. But ultimately, it is up to you. You either give it the yes or the no. Now, yep. If you give it the yes, of course, it'll be in the shop that I eventually open that will sell all these awesome products.
If I say no, it's off the table. You're not ever to bring it up ever again.
Throwing in the bin. Oh, there are no promises, Gab. No promises at all. So far in the yes category, we have the Slap It Lamp, which is a lamp shaped like a bottom. Yes. And you slap it to turn it on and then off again.
I love that idea so much.
There's also the Fiesta 5, which is a high five that has a...
It's like a confetti gun.
Yeah, a confetti cannon you strap to your hand when somebody gives you a high five.
It goes off.
You get an
explosion.
Perfect
for New Year if you don't want to kiss that person.
Yeah.
Boom, confetti.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is for sports lovers.
Okay.
Not just any sport, golf. Golfing lovers. Now, when you're going out and you're playing 18 holes or even 9 holes and the drinks cart comes around a few too many times, you could get caught short. You might need to do a bit of a whiz.
Oh, yes.
This is more so for dudes rather than the ladies, but it's called the Euro Club.
Oh, God.
And essentially what it is a golf club with a hollow...
No way. Where did you find this?
Check this out.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off. There's no restroom out here.
Has this happened to you? I've got the perfect gift. Introducing the Euro Club, the discreet sanitary solution for your urgent relief. It looks like an ordinary golf club, but contains a reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. The Euro Club comes with a towel and appears that you are just checking out your club. Leak-proof, easy to clean, and no embarrassing moments. Order now and get a second Euro Club for half price. The Euro Club, the only club in your bag guaranteed to keep you out of the woods.
There you go. See, what's better than having one Euro Club? Having two Euro Clubs, just in case you really, really need to go.
And I love how she says no embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because if someone walks over to you checking out your club and realizes what you're doing, that's going to be very embarrassing.
Embarrassing, but it's very handy, Gap.
When it comes to golf, how do you go?
Well, you either wait until you're close enough to the clubhouse to walk back and go.
Or
you wait until no one else is around. You go behind a tree.
What about a lady golfer?
I don't know. I'm not a lady golfer.
Neither am I.
No.
Well,
come on.
Like,
maybe like for the lady golfers, maybe for the lady golfers, you've got the extra attachment of a shiwi. So
if you sell these in your shop, you can give them an additional attachment.
Yeah, exactly.
If
absolutely necessary. All right, Gab.
I think it's disgusting. I think it's really, really foul. Right. And I think it's even grosser because guys wouldn't clean them.
They need to.
But there needs to be something.
Yeah, there does.
For you to go on the golf course.
So that's a yes.
No, go buy a tree.
Close, but no cigar. Yeah, I thought I had you for a second there.
A new study has come out with results over the last 24 hours, and it's Australian Institute of Family Studies survey, where they looked at 3,378 teenagers and found that they maybe have unrealistic career expectations when going out into the workforce. So these teens were aged 14 and 15, and 1 in 10 set their sights on things like professional football, Apple Genius as a job title. I don't think that's even a job title, or a professional ballet dancer.
Yeah.
And they're saying that these expectations are just unrealistic when though the pools for those particular industries are so tiny.
Yeah, right.
When they should really be looking at things like engineering, maybe IT, maybe hospitality, retail,
good,
the things where, well, where jobs exist.
Yeah.
For people to be able to move from high school into. But I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And when I was their age, 14, 15, I had pretty unrealistic expectations
What were you expecting?
Well, you're always told that you can be whatever you want to be, dream big, reach for the stars. And I wanted to be a musical theatre performer, a professional musical theatre performer.
Right.
Didn't happen, obviously, because I actually auditioned.
Still
done. I auditioned for musical theatre at NIDA.
How'd that go for you? Clearly not well
enough.
I didn't
get the greatest feedback.
No.
Like, I'm not a very good singer.
No.
Actually, I'm not good at all.
Yeah.
I'm not an exceptional dancer.
No.
And my acting skills are probably average.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like, I can cry on cue.
Yeah.
But that's about the limit of my acting
anybody that's
abilities.
Good at that is a triple threat. What do you call yourself when you're bad at all three?
Triple failure? Yeah.
Triple dud. Triple dud.
But, is it us setting kids up for failure, though, when you tell them that, you know, they're great at everything and you're building up their expectations for reality? I don't know. I want to know I'm 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
What you wanted to be when you're a teenager and what you are now.
Yeah,
I want to see what the difference is.
That's cool. All right, give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Love to hear from you. Terry's on the line. Terry, what did you want to be when you were young?
Jackaroo.
Jackaroo. And what are you now?
Bush poet.
A bush what? Poet.
Poet.
Well, it's kind of on the same path.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you ride Brumbies while writing your poetry?
No, I can't. It was just a teenage dream.
Right.
So you've never ridden a horse? Like, you've never broken a Brumbie?
I've never broken in. I've ridden.
Yeah. All right. No worries. Have you written poetry about jackaroos and stuff?
That's all I write about. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Totally linked.
There's still a chance.
There's not a world of difference between the two jobs, so... you can tenuously connect it.
Well...
Because he's writing about what he wanted to be.
Okay, there we go.
Like me, I'm talking about wanting to be a musical theatre artist. Same thing.
So, yeah, there's obviously a link. Well, that's good enough. Terry, thank you very much for the call.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have Suzanne on 13, 12, 16. What did you want to be when you were a teen?
I always wanted to work with children or to have children, so I've now been in childcare for 22 years.
So you actually followed your dream?
Yeah, always wanted children, but couldn't have them when I was 20, so that made it even more important to go into childcare.
Wow.
I love that you knew from such an early age and you've just continued that on. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I was very lucky to find something that I loved so much.
Hmm. Yeah, that is great. And you know what? It's a sad thing, but not a lot of people get that chance to do that, to follow their dream all the way through to make it a reality. So that's really, really good, Susan. Thank you very much for the call.
Oh, thank you very much. Bye.
And now we have KJ on 13, 12, 16. So do you do what you always dreamed of doing when you were a teen?
Oh, look, some of it is, but definitely not the whole lot, no.
So what was your dream?
I would have wanted to be a juvenile detective.
Juvenile detective?
It would have been, had to do like 4 years policing and then going to the detective side of things. But didn't follow through with my dreams there.
So what are you now?
I'm a full-time mum and a wife.
So you do it. You do juvenile detective as a mum.
Good call. I like it. Yeah.
You totally followed your dream.
Yeah, there's still a lot of sneaking around, making sure that the kids are on the right track and all that kind of stuff. Seeing what they've done wrong, what they've done right, all that kind of business. So, no, you're spot on. Well done. Well played.
You didn't have to do the training first. It's great.
Nice. No, I just underpaid, overworked. Yeah. That's how it is. It's underpaid for police officers.
Yeah. That's right.
I have pretty high expectations when it comes to a certain thing in my life, Hamish, and it's something you probably wouldn't expect. But it's my breakfast.
Yep.
I have very high standards when it comes to my breakfast.
It's ruining my life.
It is, because...
By default.
For the last couple of months, I have been boycotting certain restaurants and cafes.
Yep.
And it's all because of little things that have gone wrong with my eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
And it happens quite regularly because this is my perfect breakfast, right?
Okay.
Crispy bacon, eggs, don't care how they're done.
Yeah.
Eggs you can't go wrong with.
Well, you haven't had a problem with your eggs so far.
No, not so far. Gluten-free bread with butter and a cooked tomato.
Right. So what has gone wrong that has caused you to boycott certain
Well, the first cafe that I boycotted, it was because they didn't butter my toast. I was really annoyed because I asked for gluten-free bread and they didn't butter my toast. I'm assuming because they thought gluten-free can't have butter. Butter doesn't have gluten, guys. Yeah. Totally different set of issues there.
Okay.
So they didn't butter my bread, so I was like, all right, I'm out of here. Boycotting that cafe. Where to next? Went to the next one, and they took maybe 5 minutes longer than what should have been necessary to cook my brekkie.
Took too long,
and I got really hangry.
Yeah, you did.
And because I was hangry, I therefore boycotted that place. So off we went to another cafe. We had to look further afield, and we found one. I thought, you know what? This is perfect. This is going to be great. This is going to be it.
Mm.
They didn't cook the tomato.
Yeah.
The tomato was raw.
Oh.
Who wants raw tomato with a cooked breakfast?
It's ridiculous.
What is that?
This is a whole bunch of first world problems. And I'm being dragged along because we go, once a week, we go for a cooked breakfast after the show.
Yep.
And I will list off a cafe and you go, nope, can't go there.
Can't go there. I've boycotted it.
Why not? Boycott. Why not? Don't cook the tomato. Okay. What next? Another cafe. Nope, sorry. Bacon not crispy enough.
Yeah.
Ridiculous behaviour.
I think it's totally fair. I don't think it's hard to cook me my perfect breakfast. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Well, let's put it out there. 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
If you own a cafe, you know of a cafe, you work in a cafe that is willing to accept the Gabby Perfect Breakfast Challenge.
Yeah.
So the perfect breakfast for you, once again.
Crispy bacon, eggs, gluten-free toast with butter, and a cooked tomato. And I'm warning you, I am on the boycott bandwagon at the moment. So, you know, tiny thing could go wrong, and you're in trouble. If there's a chip on the plate, we're out of there.
If it's a windy day.
Oh, watch out.
And your napkin is blowing off the table.
Yeah. If my hair's in my mouth. No, I can't deal with that. I don't want to eat my hair.
If you... No, this is ridiculous. 13, 12, 16. If you know of a cafe, work at a cafe, own a cafe that is willing to accept the Gabby Perfect Breakfast Challenge, give us a call. We are looking for places that are willing to accept the Gabby Perfect Breakfast Challenge because Gabby has been boycotting places all over the shop. Hasn't been telling them about it, just not turning up there again.
No, well, I've just been testing and trialing all the different cafes within the vicinity.
Yeah.
And occasionally, majority of time actually, something isn't quite up to my expectations.
Your lofty
standards. And so I go elsewhere.
and can I just say that I'm a team player, so I also go elsewhere because I don't want to eat alone. But these places that we have been eating at, I love you all.
Right. I do too.
Your food is beautiful.
The majority of what I eat is delicious.
Yeah.
Just occasionally, there's one thing that I get upset about.
Yeah, like...
not buttering my toast.
Or the tomato not being cooked for a cooked breakfast.
Right. Why would I want raw tomato?
So we're looking for a cafe in 13, 12, 16 to accept the Gabby Perfect Breakfast Challenge. Yep. We have Evelyn on the line. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Hamish. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Why are you ringing, Evelyn?
Look, I've heard you set out a challenge for the best brekkie.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got the Bunyanut Cafe in Black Butt, and it's the best little cafe in the South Burnett, and we cook an awesome breakfast down there.
Do you do an eggs and bacon?
Yes.
Do you do crispy bacon, butter on the toast, and a cooked tomato?
Yes, and we'll give you gluten-free toast.
Wow.
Very interesting.
All right. Yes. Now, here's the thing, Evelyn, and this is very important for you to know. If Gabby was to come along and enjoy a wonderful breakfast at your wonderful establishment, if something doesn't happen according to Gabby's lofty standards, and it could be anything, are you willing to accept the fact that she will... At top note, as she leaves, yell out, boycott.
I accept.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I accept, because I'm 100% guaranteed you'll enjoy your breakfast down there.
Oh, I could totally enjoy it, but one thing could set me off.
One tiny little thing.
It could be a bug that flies into my toast, and that's totally out of your control, and it could still set me off. I'm just warning you.
Okay.
All right. Because she has set the ground rules for her perfect breakfast, and by the sounds of things, I reckon you could hit those easy.
Oh, yeah.
That's easy for you. It's just those other
unexpected parts.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You still accept the challenge?
I still accept.
Wow.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, let's put some details in motion.
Yep.
Let's get there. Let's get it done. Let's see if you...
can avoid the boycott.
Match up to the lofty expectations of one Gabby Elgood.
All right, we're on.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.